places I'll remember. We each have our untold stories from our childhoods, be they embarrassing secrets, tales of family intrigue, or remembered stories that have simply been untold. I took to the streets around youth radio with a microphone to hear the stories people would tell me from their childhoods, things they've discovered, what they remember or don't, their grown takes on young quirks, and how willing they are to tell a stranger about their elementary school secrets. I started by asking people about stories they'd revisited later and discovered they'd missed key details.
My name is Derek Wilson, 28 years old. When I was younger, my mother was incarcerated for assaulting members of my family. And I just went along with it. I was like, yeah, because she was crazy at the time. She totally alcoholic, lost her mind. But it took me years and years to figure out that partially my family framed her. They threw her in prison without any evidence. So that's one thing that happened.
My name's Yvonne Chan. I'm a student at UC Berkeley. When I was born, I was born in California, but right away my family moved to Hong Kong, and I never really knew why we left. I always thought that it was because Hong Kong went from British rule to Chinese rule, but it had actually been like a big family thing.
Over and over, I heard stories with seemingly simple explanations that turned out to grow more complex with time. Families separated and came together, turned on each other, and traveled across the globe. Unsurprisingly, family and friends were a common thread in many of the stories I heard.
I don't know, I feel like a lot of, poor parenting happened, and I missed a lot of it and internalized a lot of it.
Probably the death of my father. I think when I was younger, I didn't really understand it a lot, but looking back at it now, I'm a lot older. I don't have kids, but a lot of my friends and baby siblings do, so.
When I was going through my mother's alcoholism, I stole like hundreds of dollars from her disability check because she just wasted on alcohol. I never told her about that.
This was an even more personal look into the untold stories that we all carry. These ones betray complex relationships between children and their parents, from Derek stealing from his mother, to Lexi dealing with her father's death. I also heard intrigues of transferred blame.
I was playing with my friend, and we were messing around on his bike near some stairs, and I pushed him, and he fell down the stairs. And I said, oh, it was his fault. He wanted to go down the stairs himself, so that was something that was cruel.
There's one time where my brother and I were inside of this old ranch house, and a neighbor had parked a car on our property, and we took a bunch of ice skis and we busted the windows out for fun because we were bored, had nothing to do on the farm, and we both blamed each other.
But I went out there and I ate almost every deli bar there was. Next morning, you know, whatever, you know, they're all upset and stuff. But right there and then, boy, I sure didn't tell the truth. I blamed it on my brother, and he was the bad boy.
And finally, people told me secrets they kept even from themselves through their school years.
I was afraid of girls.
I'm gay.
I probably started drinking a lot earlier than I should have.
Cussing, like I used to cuss a lot when I was a kid. And parents never knew.
But not everything is always secrets and plots. Sometimes it comes down to lucky charms.
First memory I remember, I was 3 years old or two or something. And my mom, it was late at night, you know, maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And I remember specifically being on the floor with a box of Lucky Charms. And I was picking out all the marshmallows, you know, and eating them all, you know, and stuff. My mom came in, what the heck, you know, and stuff like that. And that's all I remember of it. But I remember that, the earliest, first memory I ever had. Some have gone, and some remain.
All these places have their moments. I'm Oliver for Youth Radio Raw.
What you just listened to is a part of Youth Radio's Lit Mag, The Untold Issue. To hear and see more work like this, visit www.youthradio.org/litmag.